The two mantras at the bottom, Chen Reizig's mantra 8 times, and then right above that, Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you very much. The children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. So some short silent meditation. Meditation, no talk. Just silent. 5 minutes, five or six minutes silent meditation. Oh. So today what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about a little bit about money mantra. So I've been saying this last 3 weeks to explain the money mantra. So for the second part of the class here, maybe later, talk about the prayer wheels and explain the mantra here, called six syllable mantras. So then next Sunday, there will be like meditations, talk on meditation. So there's new change. So I've been doing my meditations every single Sunday. So now every other Sunday, I'm not sure, next Sunday I'll talk about meditation. People do will do 9-round breathing meditation together, then 20-round breathing meditation together. So today, so silent, no talk, the silent meditation is okay. First, I would like to quote something from Shantideva's text, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. So text which has been taught, I think, 8th century, so long time ago. It's like written by an Indian master called Shantideva, or Shivala. Shanti means, as it's the Sanskrit, Shanti means like peace. Shanti means peace. Shantideva. Oh. Deva, Tibetan word called Ha, Shivala. That's the name of the author, Shivala. peaceful. Ha, like how you translate in English, Ha, like divine being. Ha. So Shantideva, of course, he's not divine, he's human being. Shantideva is human, anyway. That's a good name. So Shantideva said, Dunga thode sim yu jang, Dungao, the Tibetan word, could be translated into suffering or difficulties, or could be pain, or whatever we call, Dungao. So then I think Sanskrit is called Dukkha. Dukkha, I think there's Sanskrit words called Dukkha. So maybe many words is not necessary. Just suffering enough. Dunga thorde sim yu jang. So Dunga thorde sim means, thorde sim is like wish or hope or wish or desire to overcome from suffering or difficulties or abandon suffering or difficulties. Dunga thorde sim yu jang. So each one of us has every right, to have this desire to overcome from difficulty, suffering. So Dunga thorde sim. Even Shantideva knows that we have that, So Dunga thorde sim yu jang. Jang means but. Dunga nila ngomorje, this last part of the sentence, there's four lines. The first line is having like a strong desire, wish, hope to overcome from sufferings, but the second line says, Dunga nila ngomorju. That part is a little bit difficult to understand, or maybe difficult to get your head, head around. Yeah. Difficult to get your head around. Head around. Slow. Being here 15 years learning, still learning new phrase. Slowly. Takes a long time. Same yue chang, but dunga ni la ngombar ju. Deliberately, the second line says deliberately going towards just suffering. So that part, not that easy to understand, or maybe not easy to get head around, or head round or your head round with that? Head, how you say? Head? Huh? Yeah. Oh, get your head round. Does it have like going like this or doesn't it? So anyway, so we head down. Dungani la ngomber ju. So when I ask myself questions, am I deliberately, how is it, going towards just suffering? Intentionally, my answer is no. The answer is no. So now what Chantija was trying to say, many centuries ago, what he's trying to say, that's no, this second line is kind of heavy, deep, saying something deep. Method that we use to gain or to achieve happiness. Maybe that method is maybe something wrong or suffering. So something to think about, you know, for all of us, you know, for next week, for something to think about. So that's the foundations for sending our text, you know. Dunga ni langomar ju, so. Dunga ni, dunga sabi ni means just going for, just for sufferings. So, that. So deliberately, intentionally, unknowingly, like, out of ignorance, not intentionally, that's very obvious. Not for myself, it's not intentionally, no, going for sufferings. No. So that's clear. So now, could be unknowingly, could be out of ignorance. So then the second line, even though desire to, you know, have happiness, but out of ignorance, we destroyed our own happiness like our enemy. So, it's very important for, including myself, all of us, my friend here, to analyze throughout our day. Am I really destroying my happiness like my own enemy? Like Shantideva was suggesting in his text, am I doing that? Yeah, so we have to analyze, you know. When we analyze, you don't have to sit like this, but there's tons of opportunity every day. There's tons of opportunities every day. So now we must analyze. Am I really destroying my happiness like my own enemy? So what kind of method do I use when I try to destroy my enemy? What kind of method I use? Am I using the same kind of method, you know, to achieving my own happiness? That's what Shantideva you means. That's what you means. So there's something to think about. Okay, and maybe throughout the week. So. So when it's very interesting, so when you analyze, you know, when you analyze throughout the day, certain shifts that take place in your daily routine, or certain things that you just made it up in your mind, and that's your idea or your plan, certain shift that happens in that. So then, you know, that's how we, like I say, destroyed our happiness, you know. Maybe it's not that important as you think. It could change, you know. So why you're not willing to change? You know? So it's okay, you know, as I mentioned before. So this is very true. That's based on my own experience, okay? That's based on my own experience, how I lose my happiness. Easily. Doesn't require much. It's very easily. So, you know, so you and me, all, you know, in the monastery, I don't have kitchens. No, food has been served in the big kitchens. You don't have kitchen. Here, I do have kitchens. You know? I do have stuff in the kitchens. It's not empty. So I have certain ideas, you know. Things should go, you know, this kind of things should go here, second drawer, or this kind of cups go to the first drawer. all the clear glass should go the first drawer. This is my idea. So when you look around, you don't see the cup where it's supposed to be. You see this cup is in the somewhere else where the salt and all the sugar is there. So you open, you look, you're looking. That's how you know, in the morning you're looking your cup. You couldn't find your cup. But there's many cups, but that doesn't satisfy you. But you have to, you are looking for my cup. Whole purpose to just drink tea. That's all. But you are looking for yellow. This, where's the yellow cup? Yellow. That's my cup. It's my yellow cup. It's missing. Even though there's 10 of them there, right there. It's not good. So that's like looking for some kind of suffering. Easily can grab another mox, just pour that drink tea, just keep your mouth closed. But we don't do that. Looking for, couldn't find. Immediately, it's not you, one who misplaced. You think, oh, that's Gijisambo. He's the one probably misplaced. Poor Gijisambo. I think, oh, he's the one who's probably misplaced. You know, he's more unorganized than I do. I'm more organized, more perfect, more sophisticated. He's the one who's been careless. So sometimes you have little patience. Okay, I'll look for myself. Little patience sometimes. Look, couldn't find. All of a sudden, patience ran out. You know, then look. Then you find. Then he say, okay, you are the one who misplaced. Hard to believe. You know? Hard to believe. Not willing to accept. Still, no, don't talk about it. Finish, conversation finish. Then you realize that's him. Conversation goes on and on and on and on and on. So no, that's exactly my case. That's how I lose my happiness sometimes. Not finding it's a simple task, it's finding my yellow mox, you know. So this whole idea, I'm so tired of it that I have to drink this. Not any cups, it has to be a yellow cup and this is my cup. But like that. So why is so important, you know? Whether he puts these cups in the, where he's putting the salt, where we put salt there, doesn't matter, long as, you know, that's all complicated. So like that's how we, in my case, that's how you, you know, lose your happiness. That's reality. It's not written in the book. It's happened in day-to-day life. That's my experience. So, so every day there's tons of, you know, opportunities to, you know, to analyze. So then, even though you have a strong desire to overcome suffering, but deliberately, in how is that? How you say like, dungani la ngombaju means like almost like happily, not really happily, but kind of enjoying, like. Drink that, you know, searching that, you know, glass, enjoy, kind of enjoy, not really enjoying. Like, that's not the right word, probably. Ngombaju means, yeah, you could stop. 5 minutes ago, you could stop. 5 minutes ago, you could stop, but you don't stop. You're still, it's like been 10 minutes, it's been 20 minutes, you're still looking, all this, doing this process. That's not happiness. Yeah? Yeah, idea, you know, that I have to find and prove the Gijisambo, he's wrong. So I have to help him to understand that he's been wrong. So I have to educate him how to put this glass. From now on, it has to be there. If not, I'm going to be miserable. Like that, you know, it's all silly. You know, it's not, but not knowing, not able to see clearly. So... So that's what I think. That's what it means. The second line is a little more difficult to understand, and the fourth line also, you know, destroying your own happiness like your own enemies. You know, that part. You know, so then it all, you know, fall back to the this, you know, whole quote that written by Shantidevas. Lead back to the training. So when we are talking about training, we are talking about challenge, right? So whether it's like physical training, mind, mental training, is challenge. So as I said this morning, you can think of, you know, like the closest legs from my house is Chili Lake. Chili Lake. I heard, oh, doing exercise is very good, you know. I am pre-diabetes, you know, I need to move around, exercise, you know. So it's all good. I know them. It's all good, exercise. So I already have knowledge, you know. Exercise is very important. So then, sitting in the house, thinking about exercise. Better than nothing. Better than nothing. Still thinking about that's pretty good. Pretty good. There's good intention to have, good, the good thought to have. I'm thinking about. So then I can think about, you know, so I probably go one round, probably go two round, or three round, four round. But practically, when you talk about, you have to move. You have to move. You can't just burn calories just by thinking. Can you? When you talk about calorie, they're talking about body, right? Yeah, so it's not exercise, you know, it's not like eating a cheesecake, you know, so it's like, it's not that excited. You know, it's not like enjoyable. So anyway, even like, you know, physical, you know, like training, you know, so whenever, you know, you go to shopping, then everybody, for most people, they look at label very carefully. So so become the world becomes so sophisticated here, so sophisticated. In India and Nepal, no, nothing to read. You eat what you get. Or you don't eat. Nothing to read. Here, you know, there's so many levels and people, that's good, that's good things. You are very careful how many calories you eat, you know. Whether you exercise or not exercise, you know, you still read, you know, how many calories you eat or not. Yeah, there's two types of concern. Putting more calories, there's another concern that you are aware. And second concern, not burning enough calories. There's now all kind of machines that you buy, put it here, all these, you know, things that tells you how many calories you burn. All of that. But practically, needs to move. You can't burn anything, you know, just by thinking there, sitting there, you know, exercise, just enjoying, like me, you know, just, oh, okay, you know, going one round, but not really going any one step, just thinking there, sitting there, going one or two, oh, weather's not too cold, I'm not going, maybe tomorrow something, oh, maybe it's okay. Always, you know, find some excuse that you enjoy. This challenge, you know, this challenge. We all know it's good for health, but in actually itself is almost as hard as eating kale. Kale, we all know kale is good, but you know, it's not that enjoyable to eat. You know, so it doesn't taste good at all. First of all, doesn't taste good at all. It doesn't taste good at all. You know, even though it's good for health, but itself is not good. Itself is not easy to eat. You know? So that's also based on my experience. You know. The doctor telling me, oh, Gita, you have to eat less rice. That's something that I really enjoy to eat, white rice. No white rice, more green. Yeah, it's all good. It's goes good for health, but it's very difficult. When it's come down to practical level, it's not that easy. So now, mental, same, exercise, training. It's a challenge. It's not going to be a piece of cake. If somebody says it's going to be a piece of cake, that's not true. No, it then physical, if you can train physical, why not you can train mind? So now mind, there's calories also in the mind that needs to be burned. And also you have to be aware how much negative calorie do you put in. So that every action that is, there's level, probably there's different levels, you know. So calories like same like that, you know, how much negative you put in and how much negative you burn. No, this is also very important to think mentally. So now that leads back to the Lama Tsongkhapa statement. So physical exercise, I'm not qualified to talk. Either on mental exercise, I'm not qualified to talk. But anyway, I'm going to talk in that part. Physical part, I'm not going to talk because I myself, you know, don't exercise that much. But you know, I do exercise some. So I will leave that part there. So then move to the next part. So now this all, you know, the negative, you know, that like kind of like calories, you know, kind of bothers you in the mind that needs to be burned. So, as I mentioned earlier, the Shantideva statement, you know, the going for suffering, what that means, you know, that something is going not right in the process to get there. There's something between desire and hope and wish and the happiness, between there, something is not going right. If there's like physical, needs to move around. Then the change needs to be changed. If there's mental, needs to think. So now, what you think is matter. How you think is matter. Why it's important to think like that is matter. It's very important. So now, how I should think, and how I should not think. So then that leads back to the Lama Tsongkhapa statement. That's very important. Tawete means life that you have now. You have, I have, we all have. Life this I have. It's called Tawete. Tawete means like, there's the kind of like, how you say, state, kind of state that you could free yourself from suffering for good. That's called Tawete. It's something precious. Something precious. It's very powerful, foreign to your ears. Yes. But it's important, you know. So, Lama Tsongkhapa, almost now 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said this. Before that, already been said, Lama Tsongkhapa repeats that, you know, almost 650 years ago. The life that you have is like so precious. So precious, no? Oh, why is big deal? There are so many of them. I don't like myself. I don't want to live alive. Why I'm here is disgusting. It's just rubbish, garbage, all of that. That's what we should not think. We should not think like that. That's exactly maybe we are going for sufferings. That we should not think like that, no? This is something, this is a big deal. This is very, very important. It's very, very precious. It's like once in a million. It's almost like hitting a lottery. So, point is to find something that you will be grateful, you know, or to appreciate it. You know. Is there any moment in my life, next month, last month, 2 months before, did I generate any joy simply thinking that capable to see that I can read? Or is it just piece of, there's nothing, it's nothing. Somewhere out there, somebody's struggling just to see. Whole family is struggling that person to see. If they can fix, they are willing to spend millions of dollars to restore their visions. For me, it's nothing. That's nothing. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I get the point. Then if that person is able to see, we may call miracle. We may call all kind of things. But everybody's very happy. Why? Because that person is able to see again. So for us, you know, it's not that big deal. So, once in a million. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Not me, Lama Tsongkhapa said. For who? To us. That's what we should think. That's the way to go for happiness. Think something positive. Being hard on yourself, criticizing yourself, looking down on yourself, that's what we should not think. I'm not just saying this to make you happy, but that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. said something very important. Nyeka, so difficult to find. Jikla, easy to lose. It's like lightning in the sky, like that, easy to lose. Nyeka jila, namgelo na. Chulji samnis, that's what we should think. That's how we should think. Then, thinking like that, everything else in the universe, everything evolves, constantly changing, everything changing. Like the rice, the Lama Zongpa used this example of rice, muddy pond, the cows, the people work so hard, day and night, plant the rice, grows, the trees, you know, a lot of effort. So then first green, and then turn to yellow, then you dry them, then you separate them from like stall, rice stall, and the rice itself, you separate them. So then after that you separate the rice and the rice stall, then rice is not, it's still edible. That is, it comes with a husk. Husk? Just learned this word this morning, husk. Oh, husk. So then you have to separate them, you know, then you put in the big piece of, you know, they're made out of bamboo. So you put it there, and the windy day, then you pull there, the wind blows, rice drops, then the whole husk will blow. It's like that, everything is like that. You have no idea when the wind blows, you know, everything, you know, the different directions. That's, everything's like that, it's changed. You know, it's just like that. So, and lately, I think in India and Nepal, the remote part of India and Nepal, you know, so this is all done by hand. That's how the rice gets into the supermarket. It doesn't grow like that. You know, that's how the process. So much energy, consciousness be involved for just the rice that we eat is related to so many different peoples in the different part of the world. So, nowadays, what they do, I notice, they just put all this rice stock, it's all been dry, they just dump onto the road. When the cars and trucks go by, they just crash them. Then they kind of, you know, that's how they separate the rice from the stock. Before that, they're the cow, they're all kind of, you know, the handmade tools they use. So now there's somebody probably figures it out. It's the easy way to do is just dump on the road. Dangerous. Sometimes when you drive, it's almost car comes. It's not like evenly spread. It's just bunch like that. Oh, that's your job, so we don't care. Oh, you have no choice. It's the only road you can go. You have to go over there. So the farmer could live like a couple of miles from the road. No, you have no idea. Anyway, so so then that's how we should think. Then after that, you know, seeing all of that, you know, like that, like constantly changing. Sulje sanne jinecha umba chawa chinda to chune nyeze go nyimba. So then based on that, you know, reality, based on the reality, then we should day and night, we should think about, you know, how to apply that into our life. Lama Tsongkhapa says, I did something like that, I hope you do the same thing. That's how I think. That's like in the Buddhism, that's how you rise and shine. The word, you know, rise and shine, that's how you rise, you know. Find, if that's like too difficult, or that precious, that's too strong word. Maybe find something that you can be grateful. That's how the day should begin, you know. As a Buddhist, that's how day should begin with, you know, something positive. So that's like making smart choice. When it comes down to health, we are very careful how much calorie we eat, how much sugar we eat. We watch constantly, you know, or maybe somebody's telling you constantly, or maybe you are doing something, you know. Same time, when it comes to mind, we have to make, you know, so we have to make smart choice. So, so that's the statement from Shantideva. So. So then please think about that. That's from the Lama Tsongkhapa and Shantideva statements. So I will do the same thing. I hope you do the same thing, maybe throughout the next week. What he's saying is like, even though I have desire to overcome sufferings, but I deliberately going for suffering, what that means. Am I destroying my happiness like my enemy? Is that true? Only way you can tell is you analyze. When you analyze, there's going to be analytical meditations. So, certain things in my life I thought is so important, you know, so important. So when I really concentrate, it's not that important, you know. It will be nice, you know, if he puts, you know, cups the way I should, where I think the cup should go. It will be nice. If not, should I trade that my happiness with that things? That's not a smart choice. No, so you can easily move, you know, so it's not that big deal. So, and throughout the day, you know, you have families, you have also, you know, people at your house. So we all have, you know, opportunities, you know, to analyze that, okay? And so then, probably now I'll talk about the mantra. So a little bit. So this is called prayer wheel. Prayer wheel. Inside there, there's like money mantra. That's called Om Mani Padme Hum. That's the mantra. So inside there's probably a couple millions, close to billions mantra inside here. So this is the practice that been invented in Tibet. There's like one, this is called handheld one. So I'm going to bring. So this is made in America. Some of our members made it. So you can see clearly it's well done. It's not made in India or Nepal. Sorry. So then I have one handheld one from Nepal I recently got. But it's made in Nepal. Of course, it's not tuning very well. So it needs some work. When it's been done, I'll bring it here and probably show you, you know, explain to you. You know, there are a couple of prayer wheels just for tourists. Tourists, Nepal, you go there, you know, tourists. There's one that for authentic one for practice, not just for, you know, decoration. So I got authentic one. So I'll bring, maybe it'll take a couple of weeks to fix, certain things to fix. So this is one, you know, filled with the mantras. So when you always tune this clockwise, when you tune, then you imagine the light radiate from the prayer wheels and touch people, whoever, you know, going through difficulties, and touch there and just liberate them. That's how we should think. That's the kind of thing that if you, that's how we should think. We should think something always positive. You know? So people, I think, last Thursday, yeah, people are good. May not necessarily they express their goodness, but they are good. It's not bad as we think. When there's snow right next to my house, the road is kind of like hill, uphill. Me, Gishe Sambo, a couple of our neighbors, you know, there with the shop, everybody comes help. Nobody asks them to come to help. Everybody volunteers, you know. Not, the weather is not pleasant, it's cold, it's snowing, and we can hardly see because a lot of snow is coming. But everybody's coming, they don't care. They don't care the miserable weather. They are not afraid of the cold. They are just happy to help. See, people want to help. People are good. They want to help. Nobody asks. From the car, people, they can ask because they are just, you know, there's a wheel spinning. They're inside there. They didn't say, they didn't ask, they just push. You know, all of a sudden, kind of surprised. You know, oh, who's pushing? Yeah, the people, you know. So there's good, all kinds of people, you know, so it makes me really, really happy. You know, there are people, you know, it's not exactly, your neighbor may seem like very, like, reserved, very conservative, very reserved. You can put any label you want, you know, not a good one, but, you know, most, unfortunately, most of them is negative one. But it's not exactly like that, you know, people are good, good people. So, So anyway, so the talking about mantra, so let me make sure I will finish this today. So this is called six syllable mantras, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum. So before I said that, you know, it's kind of funny stories. One of our members, you know, now she's not here, but she's probably studying in the school. Anyway, she has two kids. She's been teaching them how to say this mani mantra called Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And she's doing some work. There's two girls, you know, saying this, Om Mani Padme Hum. Probably they're not happy to say it, but, you know, they say it because their mother asked them to say it. Om Mani Padme Hum. They're kind of probably bored, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum. Then she listened to them very carefully. They're saying, like, Om Mani, take me home. So, I like that new mantra. Sounds kind of similar. instead of saying, "Oh, my name, pay me who?" say, "Oh, my name, take me home." So, no. Oh, yeah. So that's the matter I'm going to explain today. So, you know, there's a couple of countries in the world, you know, there's the Buddhism flourish in Tibet is one of them. So inside Tibet, you know, this one and handheld one, sometimes they have a huge one, they just pull. Especially when you go to nursing home, you know. In India. So I took a couple of my friends from here to let them see, you know, like different between nursing home here, nursing home there. Facility wise, they have nothing. Here you have everything. But happiness wise, they have more happiness there than here, you know. So I took them voluntarily, I took them there to see, you know, what is it, why it's different, why that's different. So they're busy with, you know, prayer well, they're pulling there, really respect, very happy, you know, kind of like. So anyway, so that's in the Tibet, you know, almost every single Tibetan person knows these mantras, even the child knows these mantras. But we don't have class. There's no class. They teach mantra, there's no class. Everybody learns from their family. They just learn, you know, they're little learn. But if you ask them what Om means, they have no idea what it means. They just say mantra. So in Tibetan lay communities, you know, that's what, you know, not just lay community in Tibet. This is the practice so easy to learn, that, you know, widely practiced there. So now I remember by heart. So this morning I will explain from the book, so I'm not going to read the books, but just do by my mind. So this word, Om. So if you are doing yoga so far, you are very familiar with this word. You know, just believe or not, just saying this word, Om, doesn't matter how you say. You know, in yoga, I think how they say, Om, something like that. But, you know, usually there's three letters together. A, U, Ma, become Om. A, U, Ma. Am I saying correctly? A, U, Ma. So if there's a mistake, the blame goes to Kishikele, not to the book. So this A symbolizes body, U symbolizes speech, Ma symbolizes mind or heart. When you are saying Om, you are saying purity. You are thinking something pure about your body and your speech and your mind. That's why you say Om. See, everything is about thinking something good, something positive, you know. That's how we should think. We should not think something negative. That's not good. So this Om, you know, when you say Om, so in the mind you are thinking that, you know, pure, the purity of your body, speech, mind, and pure of body, speech, mind, that person, everything, just beautiful. Just pure, just beautiful. You know, beautiful people. So everything is beautiful. There's nothing bad. It's just pure. Pakbar Ramjam. Just beautiful, just beautiful. So anyway, Om. So A, U, Ma become Om. That's the first mantra called Om. Symbolize, when you say this word Om, what we should think, you should think about giving. Giving. You know, giving, just giving. You can send your love, you just giving. When you say Om, just, you know, just giving, okay? That's like the perfection of giving. Perfection of giving. Six perfection, this perfection of giving. Om, you say just giving, giving love. So when you give out of love. Out of compassion, you free, you lift them up. Out of compassion, you lift them up, lift them up, you lift them up. Out of love, you give. When you say, in Buddhism, when you say, I love you, that means I give you. If you're struggling something to achieve, in order for happiness, I give you. Whether it's time, I give you, like that. So, Om, then, you know, there's a profession of giving. Profession of giving, okay? Profession of giving. Om Je. This called, it actually has six syllables, you know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sometimes there's Om Manipin Hu Shri. Shri, that's like, then I, you know, here, no Shri, because of course I tell him not to put Shri here. So that's called six syllable mantra. The reason you see Shri is only that, you know, in that school, like, sometimes there are symbols. Means representing something, representing something, that's symbol. You know, so like, this, like this, in India, that means bathroom. Bathroom. So in India, you don't say bathroom. If you say bathroom, they will take you to shower room. This is like symbol, this is symbol for bathroom. Right? Yeah, I think. Yeah, maybe I'm very old. Now I'm old, you know, so I thought this, yeah, I think this is right. Bathroom. So in Tibetan, this is police. You don't say, you go like this, that means everyone knows police don't hurt me. Or maybe something give me, you know. When you go like this, this is the symbol of police. Please, not the police. Please. Huh?
Please.
Yeah. Then kuchi kuchi. Then, you know, police. No? So then that's the symbol. No? So this is not the six syllables. No. So now, there are some of the symbols, the mandala you see, sometimes vajra, these are symbols. They're representing something. So the Om Manipin Hu Shri, that's called six syllable. Six syllable. No? Say in Tara, here we have, you know, beautiful Tara, you know, study here. So you just visualize, you know, I'm just giving examples. Tam, green tam, that's called six syllables. That's what you're thinking. Bright, that's just an example I'm explaining. Bright green tam, whether it's in your center of your heart or space before you, you're just concentrating on that. Slowly, that tams become Tara. Seed means seed will become something. Something. Seed will become something that's called seed syllables. So it's not here. So Shri, when you see next time Shri, that's the seed syllable of Chevesik. That letter becomes Chevesik, Buddha of compassion. So now this Om, so is it clear? Okay, so now Ma. That's like ethic, morality. When you say Om Ma, so you can think about ethics. Okay? Ni, patience that we don't need. Patience. Do we need patience? So that's like profession of ethic. Second one is professional ethic. You can think of ethic. When you say Ni, so then it's become good meditation. You know? Om, something to think about. Ni, something to think about. Or ma, something to think about. You know, profession of giving, profession of ethic, profession of patience. Ni. If you really want to think, if you want really want to spend more time on ni, which is like profession of patience, you can read the books, you know, from the Shantidevas Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. That book's been written 8th century. I just first statement that's coming from that book. So chapter number 6 has the more page in any other chapters. So chapter number 6, that's like the Buddhist version of anger management workshop. more page, you know, that book, that's chapter number 6. Shantideva was analyzing how to manage anger, going thoroughly, right from the beginning, how you get angry, why you get angry, you know, all that. You know, he analyzed very detailed, one by one. So that's chapter number 6. If you want to deepen your meditation on me, which is like patience, then please read chapter number 6, okay? So now that what we have, profession of giving, profession of ethics, profession of patience, Jimba Chudim Jimba Chudim Jimba Chudim Shoba Chundri Pe Now pay this like effort. Effort. It's not just effort, no. Or in the morning you wake up, oh, in my case, oh, I have to set up my altar. I have not just one water bowl, I have 20 of them. No, it's not like, no. So why, who told you to set up altar? Nobody told you to set up altar. You don't have to set up altar. So like that, no, it's not, it's like, almost like that, have to do. No, it's not, there's no joy. It's not just doing things, it's doing things with joy. Then it's called joyful effort. Okay? That's called profession of effort. Number five, that's the five syllables. And that's concentrations. Why we concentrate according to the teaching of six professions? You know, not because I come to Kadamba Center, not because my friend does. Simply, concentrations makes your mind peaceful and calm. That's why you concentrate. You use any object, you just concentrate. You know, that's the probably Buddhist version of being, how is it, being present, or being, there's a couple of ways, different ways to say, within, by being within yourself, how do you say, be within your, within yourself, being present, being present. So there's no first stages of karma by the meditation is that being present means being inside. So now, then after that, second stage is how long. Then third stage, if you are thinking about this prayer, how clear you see, how clear image you see. So then it will get better and better, 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 better. So then we will be free from exercise. No more exercise needed. Isn't it wonderful? That's how you sell. So then eventually, you know, there's so much joy that you develop by concentrations. You become less dependent on gross food. Because you are kind of, you know, filled with joy. You know. So, you know, sometimes you see, when we get so excited, we forget that you are hungry. That's when you overjoy, you know. So, when there's a lot of difficulty in life, feels like then also, you know, so a little easier and more, you know, get hungry. Anyway, so there's like a, pay is like concentrations. Then the last part is wisdom. Wisdom called sherab. Sherab, in Tibetan word called sherab. So I think some people, they thought last time when I'm saying this, they thought I'm saying cherub. Cherub? Cherub is a sherab. Sherab. So this is the explanation, brief explanation of six professions. Okay? Om Mani Padme Hum, six syllable mantra, you can conjoin that with the six practice of six professions. You can think very simple, easy to do. Sometimes I think it's good. We read so much, you know, so then we collect so much information and don't synchronize them into our heart, you know. So this may seem, sounds like very simple, very easy to learn, and the desperate time has become handy, you know. So, you know, so happy to see that we have, you know, prayer wheels here. You see, when you come in, there's the wheels, they turn. This practice has been widely done in the Tibetan community, throughout the Tibetan communities. So happy to see the kids are doing, spending. They're getting benefit. Believe it or not, they get a benefit. Stupa, so we built. So we didn't build that in Tibet or India, we built here for you. Whoever comes to Kadamba Center. Believe it or not, just going one round. We have no idea. I have no clear idea, but there's so much benefit, a lot of benefit. If the pig is chased by dog, end up running around the stupa, one circle, create that much merit. But we are not chasing by anybody else. We just go by there with some intentions. You know, so happy, finally so happy that we have the stupa. Holy object. So you can just go one round, you know. As I said, you can bring your pets, you can take around the pets, you know. All of this good. So I truly believe that my cat Ninja has very peaceful death. I really believe that Ninja goes around my altar with me all the time. Whenever I'm there, she was there. I don't need to call. She just come. She, you know, before I have to give some treat to trick her. So after there's no treat, she just follow me. Three round, no problem. Then fourth round, then she's doing all kinds of things, cleaning. So then sometimes I kind of push. Then I decide, okay, no good, no. Why you push? It's up to her. So then she passed away in my altar room, where I, you know, sit my meditation cushions, where I do like chicken meditations, say my prayers. So that's exactly where she passed away. You know, it's amazing. You know, it's very peaceful. You know, so no need to put it down anything. Just naturally pass away. So happy. So I truly believe, you know. So there's one way you can help your pet. Just, you know, take around them, around the holy object. And here, you know, you don't have to be sad. You can talk, but you still go around. So this is the mantra. So six-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. So then second part, probably I will explain next Sunday. So then meditation, now every other Sunday I will do, we'll do 9 round breathing meditations, then 21 breathing meditations, then I will talk about meditations, not every Sunday, every other Sunday, okay? Yeah. So then thank you very much. So I hope you will have a wonderful weekend. Yeah. So then before we finish, I will say a couple of mantras for you, for your good health and long, happy life. Not long, just long life, long miserable life, long happy life. Then if you, some of you are believing in the future life, so a couple of mantras, they will, you know, prevent from the lower rebirth, and a couple of mantras from your health, and a couple of mantras from preventing from untimely death. So I will say this, it will take only 2 minutes, I will say, you know, just hearing them, that's benefit, okay? Om namo bhagavate aparamitaya namo sadadana tadangataya arahate samya sambuddhaya te adamune mune mahabune aparamita pune aparamita pune jana sambarabhasate om sarva samukara parishita dhammate gangana samgate sambhavabhishite mahane parivare soha om dumso om amitaya dadeya soha Chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, Chodajan de yana chazolo, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chela pa yana pa yana, chapa lan chazolo, chodajan de yana chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa zo pya tanje, chumde de tishe chapa raja maya da pa z adam var da ya tadan kadar ya arah hadi sanmıyorsun burada ya. Diye adam bekaze bekaze mağa bekaze bekaze razı olsun bunu kadar sonra ama bana vardı bekaze kuru beni adam var da ya tadan kadar ya arah hadi sanmıyorsun burada ya. Diye adam bekaze bekaze mağa bekaze bekaze razı olsun bunu kadar sonra. Gevadi yani da fama numa lu dünün ruva gevadi yani da sanı men lu dünün ruva zaman mal başıyor da bu var. Cevadan da ne la hiçbir de bana ne diyor da çocuk kesin da tavanda bata bata da bakon da dünün tova mı ben yok acım diyor da bu cevadan da lu da da iyice ben. Geve tava çini cevadan ne şimdi da çocuk da bata bakon ne diyor sesin gene ne başı ne ben diyor da diyor da diyor ne mal bata da cevadan var. Fama zence adam diyor da ne 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 Tata da zorundan bir tekaç odada başlıyor. Cevazdan kapıya çoğundan ama bir vatan kaçırsın. Ben şey vatan değil mi? Bundan savaş. Tata şimdi çözüm de diyor. Sonu için canlı zaten. Cevazda da tabi etten bağırıyor. Bağırıyor.
First pink sheet in the prayer book. Sorry, at the top. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you're the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.